But I do kind of have a thought. Now, some days I work and some days I get stuff.
And you do your own can, and you get the stuff from the garden, and you...
I put up 56 cans of tomatoes, and honey, he had some scales in there, and they, some of them would weigh 2 pounds or 2.5, didn't they? Biggest, prettiest thing I've ever saw.
Come get somebody to show me how to grow tomatoes. I like to grow tomatoes, too. And I've had them as big as a saucer, but I don't believe I've had any of that big.
You just know how to fertilize them.
Just how to fertilize them.
Well, it's a season. If we don't get to season, we water.
Yeah.
See?
They do take a lot of water, don't they?
Well, not much. Now, me and him, our water bill hardly ever went over, did it?
A little bit.
Once in a while. Because it's like this. Now, you can't go out there and just sit there and flood it. If you do, then that'll run your water bill. But, see, we wouldn't wet it so wet, just enough, you know, to keep it growing. And then go back next evening or the next evening and water it again.
A little bit at a time. Back, in talking about your houses now, of course, everybody just buys the brooms now to clean up with. Do you ever make them?
Broom?
Yes, ma'am.
No.
You never did use, go out in the fields and get the...
Oh, I swept yards with them. I never sweep.
You never did make any for the house?
Uh-uh.
I said, so y'all were ahead of us then, because my grandmama still used straw brooms.
Well, I'll tell you, they used to grow this stuff. It looked like cane when it come up. And it had long top to it. And they'd take wire and wrap around it and leave a bush there. To sweep the floor with. Now, my older people had them, but I never did. See?
Well, y'all were just more modern, because we're still back using that kind. When a person got up every morning and started straightening the house, do you remember what term you would use? What would you say they would do to describe getting up and getting the house all fixed up for the day?
Well, sometimes I'd clean the dishes first. Then I'd say, well, I'm going up to the other end of the house and clean that out. You sit with your stomach on. He had it all about taken out. Still, it gets bitter and boiled up, you know. What was he talking about now?
Oh, that's okay. What do you call the part of a house that was built across the front that had the post holding it up?
They call that a porch.
A porch, all right. Now, some people had them without the porch. If it didn't have a porch, did you call it anything different?
Well, some people call them verandas.
Yeah, some people.
Like that out there.
Yeah.
Of course, I had that cemented.
And covered up.
I won't be bothered by fixing it anymore.
What do you call the... way you have of getting upstairs if you had a two-story house?
Well, you call that upstairs part.
Yeah, the part that you use to get up there.
Oh. Well, now some people, they had steps like drifting. And they do it.
Just call them the steps.
Uh-huh.
Now, what I was getting at is some people, you know, call the ones outside steps, and the ones inside, they'd call them the stairs. We still do.
Well, them stair steps, don't
right.
You
and
see?
Some people say stair steps, right. And but they never call the ones outside stairs. They always call, we always say the ones outside are just steps. I mean, that's just the way we describe it. We know what we're talking about.